Know Your Onion.
Yeah, there it is. All right, we're going to have two contestants. We have our first one ready to go. And again, Tom is your host. Tom, oh, thank you and welcome. And this is where you have to know the difference between a real news headline and an Onion headline. So let's get our first contestant in here, and Tom will read off some news headlines. Monique is in Oak Lawn. Hi, Monique.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good. Good morning. Are you familiar with The Onion?
I am. My brother sends me enough articles from The Onion on a daily basis.
Ah, okay, good.
Oh, we
good,
got
good,
a ringer
good.
Here.
We got a good one here. So all you have to do is Tom will read you a news headline. You have to tell us whether you think it's real or it's Onion, and then we'll let you know whether you get it correct. You can win some good stuff here. So you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Monique, let's go with this one. A candlelight vigil mourns closure of a Dearborn, Michigan Kroger. Is that real or is that The Onion?
I'm going to go with real.
Very good. That is real.
People are upset about a closing Kroger.
It's incredible. There it is. There's
there
a sound effect.
There you go. All right, so you got one. You got one right.
Okay, next up, 12-year-old boy cited for by police over a purple nurple.
Onion?
Ooh, that is unfortunately real.
That's real?
Yeah, it's from WTAJ in central Pennsylvania.
Oh, of all places. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's get into a little bit of entertainment headlines. Relationship experts still no closer to discovering what Scarlett Johansson sees in Colin Jost. Is that real or is that The Onion?
Onion.
Oh, let's see. There it is. That is an Onion headline.
That is hilarious.
I also cannot figure that out.
That's hilarious.
I like Colin Jost, but holy cow.
Yeah. 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 All right. All you got to do is get one more right because we'll read a total of five and you just got to get a majority. So you've got two already.
All right.
Let's see if this is the one. Yes. All right. In sports, new MLB rules reduce number of mound conjugal visits. Pardon me. Let me say that one more time. New MLB rules reduce number of mound conjugal visits. Is that real or The Onion?
Onion.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very good, Monique.
A conjugal visit to the mound? Of course that's The Onion.
I just really wanted to say it.
All right. Of course that's The Onion, unless we've got a very private baseball league out there somewhere that we don't want to know about. All right. Monique, nice job.
Ooh, I'm pretty jazzed.
Yeah, you got yourself
good way to start a Wednesday.
You got yourself some Lou Malnati's. It's always the best. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, which one of them is 900 feet from my front door, and I'm not kidding, or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, awesome. Monique?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on, okay?
All right.
Okay. Monique's going to hang on. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back after the break with a second caller. So if you want to get in there, call right now. We'll put you on hold, and then when we come back after the weather and the break, you'll be up next for Know Your Onion. So Know Your Onion, win some prizes, call us right now, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through, and if you know your onion, you win.
Gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He go down to the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off.
Can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. I got a feeling my dad requested that song.
Yeah, that was a Mr. DiGilio special. That's right there.
My dad requesting a little Jimmy Castor bunch with Troglodyte. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. not shocked at all that my father would request that song.
No.
It's a great song, though. I love Jimmy Castor. Jimmy Castor rules. So there you go. That wraps up Wildcard Wednesday. You've been Wildcard Wednesday. We'll do it again next week. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Yeah, we are back and here till 5. And we've got another round of Know Your Onion. I believe we have a contestant ready to go.
That we do.
This, again, is Tom reading news headlines, and you have to guess whether they're real or onion. And if you do that, if you get the majority of the 5, we will give you a good prize. Here is Patty, who's in Arlington Heights on WGN. Hi, Patty.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Are you aware of the onion?
Yes.
Okay. So you just have to guess whether the news headline that Tom is reading you is real or from the onion when it makes it not real and comedy. So here we go. All right. Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Today we've got Ben Carson mixes up a real estate term and Oreo sandwich cookies. Is that a real headline or is that the onion?
It's the onion.
Well, let's see. No, that's a real headline.
Wait. That's a real headline?
Yes, it's from USA Today. Ben Carson, he mixed up the term REO, which is a housing term, a real estate term, with Oreo.
I swear, man. I don't even know right. What to make of what's happening right now. Okay. Ben Carson, oh my God. That's his department, too. Did you know that? He's in charge of that department. Are you aware of that?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure people are aware. He's in charge of that department. Okay, great. Oh, God, sometimes I want to jump out of a window. I swear to God. All right, Patty, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do another one here, also in politics. Trump demands investigation into whether Clinton's gave him a non-registry wedding gift in 2005. Is that real or is that the onion?
I think it's real.
Let's see. What is it?
No.
That's the onion, although it seems real.
Yeah, it seems a little real. Don't worry about that, Patty.
wouldn't be much of a stretch for me to believe that was real, I got to tell you. All right, Patty, you got to come from behind here, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The DHS considers using $3 million in loose change found at airports to fund border operations. Is that real or the onion?
Oh, gosh, that's the onion.
Unfortunately, it is not.
Oh, no.
That is from The Hill. That is from political website The Hill.
So they're actually... Is this a proposal that someone
is? It is a proposal that they're going to use loose change found at airports to fund border operations. Very strange.
We live in a weird world, Patty. By the way, nobody goes home empty-handed. You didn't answer the majority of them correctly, but here's what you got, okay? You got a $25 gift card from Anderson's Candy Shops, which are located in Richmond or Barrington. You can get them online at andersonscandyshop.com. You're also invited to Anderson's 100th anniversary party on June 29th and June 30th. Everybody's invited.
I love it.
And so there you go. All right, Patty, hang on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's Patty. She won a $25 gift card to Anderson's Candy Shop, because nobody's a loser when it comes to Know Your Onion.